Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Taipum Investimentos first quarter 2012 earnings results conference call. Thank you for standing by. Today's live webcast and presentation may be accessed through Taipum's website at www.ccall.com.br/taipum/first quarter12.atm. We would like to inform you that this event is recorded and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After Taipum's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Before proceeding, let me mention that this presentation may contain forward-looking statements which are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Taipum management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Rafael Sonder, Taipum's Investor Relations Officer. You may now begin, sir.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for attending this call. Boa tarde a todos. Obrigado por participar do nosso call. Nós iremos conduzir o call em inglês, porém, todas as informações aqui divulgadas são parte da nossa divulgação de resultado, que se encontra em nosso website. We're very glad to present our operating and financial performance for the first quarter of 2012. On page 3, we'll go through a few of the highlights. The assets under management amounted to 7.5 billion as of the end of the quarter, March 31st, 2012, a 10% increase when compared to the previous quarter. As of March 31st as well, portfolio's hybrid fund strategy posted net returns of 8.49% for the year, and portfolio fund's long-only equity strategy posted positive returns of 13.19 versus a positive return of 17.02 from the Imbovespa index. All figures are in US dollars. Gross revenues amounted to 27.6 million as of March 31st, 2012, an increase of 31% when compared to the fourth quarter of 2011. Net income for the quarter amounted to 12 million. We will cover all these topics in greater detail in the following slides. Now, moving on to page 4, where we can find our AUM composition. It's always important to mention that we aim to attract and retain a sophisticated investor base that is aligned with our investment philosophy and with a long-term investment profile, such as endowments, foundations, sovereign wealth funds, and pension funds. This investor base is of great importance as it provides the necessary reliability of capital, allowing us to pursue the best investment opportunities in the long run. Also, I'd like to highlight that our AUM is comprised of 11% of proprietary capital, which is basically Taipum's employees and executives. This is very important as the management and partners of Taipum are an extremely relevant investor of the funds that we manage. On page 5, we briefly show our two investment strategies, which is the way at which we look at our business. Portfolio funds are comprised of the Taipum funds that have the flexibility to invest in either public equities or privately held companies in Brazil and other Latin American countries. And co-investment strategy, which serves as a sidecar co-investment structure whose primary objective is to increase Taipum's exposure to selected invested companies. All these vehicles are managed with our ultimate goal of having flexibility to go after the best investment opportunities available. We have the highest alignment between our proprietary capital and that of our limited partners. We're long-term oriented, we invest with our philosophy of concentration, and we create partnership-like relationships with our portfolio companies, working hand-in-hand with them in order to generate value. Now, I'd like to move on to page 6. As indicated in the chart at the top of the page, our AUM was 7.5 billion as of March 31st, 2012, a 21% increase when compared to the same period of 2011, and an increase of 10% when compared to December 2011. In the chart at the bottom of the page, we can find the AUM growth breakdown by performance gains and net inflows. During the quarter, performance gains contributed to 581 million AUM. This increase is impacted by changes in asset prices and exchange rates. The AUM growth in connection with net inflows was equivalent to 84 million. In the quarter, total new subscriptions amounted to 161 million reais, and net new subscriptions were 84 million reais. Now, let's move on to page 7. In the chart at the left-hand side, we present the AUM breakdown by investment strategy. As you can see, the AUM allocated to portfolio fund strategy amounted to $6.2 billion, and $1.4 billion was allocated in co-investment strategies. In the chart at the right-hand side of the page, we can see the AUM breakdown by public and private equity. As of March 31st, 2012, Tarpon's exposure to public equity corresponded to 92%, and private equity investments corresponded to 8% of our capital. Now let's move ahead to page 8, where we talk about the fund's performance. On the first quarter of 2012, Tarpon Fund's long-only equity strategy posted net returns of 10.27% in reais and 13.19% in U.S. dollars. Since launch, the accumulated annualized returns for these strategies were 32.86% in reais and 32.35% in U.S. dollars. The portfolio fund's hybrid strategy posted net returns of 8.49% in U.S. dollars during the quarter. Since launch, the strategy posted accumulated annualized returns of 26.66%. It is important to highlight that we do not follow any stock market index as a performance benchmark. However, for illustrative purposes, during the quarter, the Ibovespa and IBX indexes posted positive returns of 13.67 and 11.82, respectively, both in reais. Moving ahead to page 9, we will now discuss Tarpon's financial highlights. On this page, we present our operating revenues. As seen on the top left chart, management fees are charged on a Tarpon fund on a monthly or quarterly basis, calculated over the amount of assets under management that we have. We do not charge fees on capital that is committed but uncalled. During this quarter, gross revenues related to management fees amounted to $19.1 million. The year-over-year increase is the result of the AUM increase, a growth of 12% over fourth quarter 2011. Now, regarding performance fees revenues. During this quarter, we collected performance fees totaling 8.5 million reais, an increase of 116% when compared to the fourth quarter of 2011. Just to remember, these fees are collected based on the performance of the funds when a certain hurdle rate is surpassed and are charged on distinct days of the year depending on the characteristics of the funds. In addition, as of March 31, 2012, the uncollected potential performance fees amounted to 25.5 million. This amount is based on the net assets of the funds that were above high water mark as of such date, amounting to 24% of the total AUM. It is important to make clear, however, that we cannot guarantee that this potential amount will be owed to Tarpon at any future date. The amount presented may differ substantially from the actual realized amount. Lastly, on the bottom right chart of this page, we see the performance fee payment schedule. This chart is a result of the collection date contracted for the different vehicles that we manage. For illustrative purposes, on this quarter of the year, Tarpon collected performance on investment vehicles that account for 28% of our total AUM. Now, moving to page 10. Total gross operating revenues amounted to $27.6 million, and net revenues amounted to $26.3 million. Operating expenses amounted to $9.1 million, resulting in an operating margin for 2012 of 65%, calculated over net revenues. In the chart at the bottom of the page, we can find the operating expenses segregated by recurring and non-recurring expenses. The recurring portion of operating expenses is comprised of general, administrative, and payroll expenses. Year-over-year increase is due to increased headcount and costs related to personnel, costs associated with our New York office, and costs related to monitoring of our invested companies. As of March 31st, 2012, the non-recurring operating expenses amounted to $2.6 million. That amount includes variable compensation and profit sharing paid out to employees and senior management, and also provision of our stock option plan, which has a no-cash impact. Now, moving on to page 11, we can see that net income in the first quarter of 2012 amounted to $12 million. I'd like to thank everyone for participating in this call, and I'd like to open up the floor for questions if you have any. Thank you.
Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. Excuse Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. This concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Rafael Sonder to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks, everyone, for attending this call, and please do not hesitate to let us know if you have more questions. Feel free to contact us at any time. Thank you.
That does conclude the Terpel Investimentos 1Q12 Earnings Results Conference Call. Thank you very much for your participation, and have a good day.